Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hey guys, welcome to the catch up. Nice to have you with us today.
Whoa, what a show we have in store for you guys. Get excited if you're listening to this intro because this podcast is a beauty.
Do you reckon there'll be a day when we come on in the podcast intro and say, oh, this is actually a really average podcast, don't keep listening?
I swear we've done that before.
Yeah, probably. Usually the Monday shows.
Give us your highlight. Ellie did a rap this morning in a country voice.
Yeah, I haven't listened back to it yet. I feel like it wasn't my best. Yeah, so there you go.
It was very fast and hard one.
It was.
Now, you be the judge. Listen out for that very soon.
Yeah. Also, I set Josiah a challenge, which I'm not going to lie. I've never been prouder of this man right here.
It was tough.
You did really well.
It required me to do a lot of work during the show and head down, bun up. That's the other one? Bum up. Get your buns up.
I think head down, bun up is the slogan for bakers.
Yes. It's also the slogan for my man bun.
Yes.
Head down, man bun up.
So many usages for it. No, you did do a good job, which meant that, you break about having foreign accents when you wake up from a stroke suffered, but that's okay.
Yeah, it wasn't my best. It was funny audio good. At least, though.
Yeah, it's good gear.
You'll enjoy that. Also, we asked for people with famous names. Do you share one with a celebrity?
Oh, yeah, we did too. I was hoping we'd get like a Tom Hanks or something.
I know. There was
Justin
none.
Justin Bieber.
Put a good one on Instagram. Yeah. What did that? We didn't read that one out.
Oh, we didn't read that one out. Read it now.
What was it again?
Sean Paul.
Sean
kid
Paul.
At his school.
How good's that?
And everyone would always sing to him Temperature. Good gear by the kids.
Sean Paul.
Yeah. All right, we'll enjoy this exciting, fun and entertaining podcast. We'll do it all again tomorrow. It'll probably be even more exciting, fun and entertaining.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Got a challenge for you. So I saw on Win News that there's a bit of a competition happening around the Goulburn Valley and around the country, actually, for kids in schools, most notably St. Mel's, right? And St. Mel's students the other day were set a task where they had to write a book in a day. And they then submit it.
A book in a day?
Yeah, I know.
Far out. Lucky I don't go to school anymore. That'd be way too hard.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch, my friend, because wait till the end of what I'm about to tell you. So what they had to do was write this book, and then eventually the books will end up going to kids in hospitals, and also the best book gets judged, and then that win a prize. And in order to get judged, you got to raise money, so the proceeds go towards the Kids Cancer Council. So it's great. It's a great initiative.
Brilliant.
And it's good for the kids to, get their imaginations flowing. So they were given a few words, right? And then they had to write the book and draw the illustrations.
Wait, hang on a sec. So what, the teacher would give them some words?
Yeah.
What, like keywords?
Yeah.
Okay.
The words they were given were trapeze artist and koala.
And they'd have to write a story around that, just wherever the imagination goes.
Yeah. So this is Griffin Irvine. He's one of the students at St. Mel's. This is what he came up with.
A tightrope person is afraid of heights, and a koala helps the tightrope person to get over his fear of heights with a ukulele.
That's my favourite part at the end, with a ukulele.
What a brilliant story.
I know. It's gripping. Gripping from Griffin. So I thought I'd set you a similar task this morning. If primary school aged kids can do this, Josiah, surely a 29-year-old man with a 12-year school education and half a year in diploma college can do it too.
I get what's happening.
Yeah.
Everyone's picking on the illiterate guy on the radio, aren't they? Is that what you want to do? Make fun of the dumb guy?
No. Josiah, are you telling me that you're... intelligence level is lower than the primary school aged kids?
I wouldn't argue with it. It's not brilliant. And my creative stream when asking to write stories, I take myself back to school, wasn't great.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you some words. And Goulburn Valley, get involved this morning, 13, 12, 16. If you want to give Josiah a word that he has to incorporate somehow into his story.
Wait, how long do I have to write this book? Because I've got a busy day today.
You've got until the end of the show. So until 9 o'clock.
45 minutes to write a book.
Yes.
Can it be short like Griffin's?
That was just Griffin's synopsis.
Oh, God, can I just do a synopsis of a story?
Nah. You got to entertain us for at least a minute and a half.
Well, when you do your country rap in 10 minutes' time, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to be too busy writing a story. Is that okay?
Hey, you do you,
okay,
boo.
Have you got a word for
me? All right, I want you to do trapeze artist and koala because that's what the kids had to do.
Trapeze. I'm just writing him down. Sorry, trapeze artist.
I'm going to throw in a couple more and koala. Feel free to add stuff to it, guys. Let's chuck in Kyabram Fauna Park.
This is stupid. I don't like this idea.
Fake fingernails.
Fake fingernails, yep.
David Hasselhoff.
Well, okay, that helps.
I'm so okay. excited to see. You want any more?
No, that's enough. That'll get me a story, unless people call through on 13, 12, 16 with other words that I have to incorporate. So the words have to appear in the story somewhere. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and how long does my story have to be?
A minute and a half.
Okay, I'll do my best. I can't promise it's going to be great, and I can't promise I'm going to look intelligent by the end of it. Is that okay with you?
Hey, you never promise that to anyone. all right, be listening before the end of the show. Josiah will be reading his story to us.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
As you know, on the show for the last few weeks, I've launched a new segment, and I like to call it... Country rap remakes.
Awesome. Now, you've done well. You started when I was away. You did a beauty last week to Snow's Informer, I believe it was.
I did, yeah. It was a toughie. Last week's was Baby Got Back as
That's
well.
That's right.
Well, basically, the whole reason for it is because songs in 2019 seem to all be raps with a country flair to them, like Old Town Road, like The Get Up, like One Thing Right by Marshmello and Kane Brown. So I thought, you know, I can do this. So without further ado...
Rap Breakdown! It's Ellie's Country Rap Remakes.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Now, today's suggestion has come from Mackenzie on Instagram.
All right, Mackenzie.
We did put up a little meme yesterday saying, send them through, and lots of great suggestions have come through. Keep them coming. But Mackenzie's suggestion was Can't Hold Us by Macklemore.
It's a fast song.
It is a really fast song, and I'm nervous, and I feel like I'm not going to do it justice. But let's hear it.
If you do this okay, Ellie, I'm going to throw a suggestion out there.
Yeah?
We do an album.
An album?
Collect all your songs together and put a little something together.
All right. Okay. I can do it. Oh, okay. Oh, I may have just missed the start. Oh, no. Uh-huh.
No, not yet.
No,
it kicks in
yet.
Soon.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Good luck, Ellie.
Ooh, thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Here we go.
Bad start.
Return of the Mac. Get them what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking who we get up. Dress up and start walking. Little bit of humble, little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby. Sweaty gate, nope, y'all can't copy. Yep, but me walking. This here is a party. My posse's been on Broadway and we did an hour of grown music. I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on!
Hey! Wow, that was fast.
Really out of breath.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
You happy with how it went?
I'm very happy with how it went. Thank you for asking.
I'll give you a solid 8.
Country Rap Remakes, it will be back next week. Feel free to keep those suggestions coming, please.
Hey, stay tuned for that album. Not bad, Ellie. We should get to work on that very soon.
Yeah.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, I've got one of the most beautiful love stories this morning that'll warm the cockles of your heart.
That's what I need on a Wednesday morning. It's cold outside. I need some heartwarming stuff.
Well, put that seatbelt on, strap yourself in, and let me tell it to you.
Where's my seatbelt?
Her name's Karen. Kazza.
Kazza.
Morning, Kaz.
She needs some like romantic music.
Yeah, that would actually be really nice. So, okay. Kaz,
yep.
She shared her story with the New York Times when she was 18 years old. She was a freshman at Cornell University.
Mm.
She then met a strapping young lad by the name of Howard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was like Barry. No. Like Kaz and Baz.
I wish. It's Howard.
Kaz and Howie. Cute.
Yeah, Howie and Kaz.
Mm, yeah.
Kaz okay. and Howie. I'll doesn't matter. Howie. He was 21.
Yep.
A few years younger. Cradle snatcher.
Little baby. I like it like that.
They began dating while they were at uni. They fell hard and fast in love.
No, I love falling hard and fast in love.
But then it all came crumbling down when they both finished uni and got jobs at the opposite ends of the country.
Oh, well, romantic music is off.
Very sad indeed.
Do we need a sad violin instead?
So what they decided to do is go their separate ways. They were both heartbroken, distraught.
Of course they were.
Karen didn't sleep in weeks. She was so upset. Howard cried himself to sleep every day for a year.
Howie!
They both, though, said to each other when they broke up, let's agree that if we're both single in 5 years from now,
mm-hmm.
we'd meet in New York on the first Sunday of May in this exact location.
Okay.
The music's run out.
I know.
And good news
like
indeed,
it.
Because
good.
Fire up the love story, because guess what? They were both single, both turned up to the same spot 5 years later. And guess what, Ellie? It's been 35 years. They've been married that whole time and they are in love.
That's like the Sex and the City movie where Miranda and Steve are like, we'll meet on the bridge if we both want to be together. And then she goes to the bridge and she's like, oh my God, he's not going to come. And then he comes and it's just beautiful.
What a beautiful love story. That'll make you feel good about your Wednesday morning. Reminds me of your love story and how you met Gav when you swiped on Tinder. Very similar.
Yeah, but to be fair, it got more romantic from there because I said, all right, that's it. I've got to move to Shepparton. And he said, no, I'm coming to Shepparton with you for a weekend. And then he went back to Perth and now we do long distance a year and a half later.
There are better love stories out there in the GV this morning. Maybe you met someone at a nightclub dance floor.
Yeah, maybe you met them when you were 10 years old and you're still together now that you're 50.
Well, that happened to my uncle. He's been with his wife now. He's 63. Mm. They've been together since they were 12. School
adorable.
Sweethearts. If you have a story similar to that, maybe it was a nightclub dance floor. Maybe you've been with your partner since you were in school. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 13 12 16.
Yeah, let's all get our hearts warmed this Wednesday morning.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Dave from Shep. Dave, do you reckon you've got the Goulburn Valley's cutest love story?
I reckon I might. So I moved to Shep from Ballarat a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I was a single man. I was sort of just, you know, I was not actively looking or anything like that. And I met this girl and I was like, oh, wow, you're great and stuff like that. And we sort of hit it off and we started hanging out. Turns out we actually went to the same school. She went to the school in Ballarat that I went to and she was in the grade below me. And so it was kind of always meant to be. And so we both moved to the same place and came across each other at around the same time. And I don't want to throw the word fate around, but maybe.
I do. I want to say that is fate 100%. Did you know her at all at school?
Cards on the table, I knew of her. I'm pretty sure she didn't know of me.
One of those ones. So you're punching, are you, yeah. Dave? That's what I gather there.
100%. 100%.
Oh, that's adorable. And how long have you been together for now?
About 3.5 years now.
Okay, oh, we'll make it to 35 and then come back to us.
Mate, Dave, drop an E, mate.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything, but maybe it could be happening.
Look how very exciting. Little smitten kitten. Oh, well, thanks for calling us this morning, Dave.
Cheers, guys.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
The moment has arrived. I was watching the news, saw a cute little story about St. Mel's Primary School. And a challenge they'd been set that a whole bunch of students around the country have been set, and that is to write a book in a day. The kids there did very well. They did it. A boy named Griffin told us what his story was about.
A magic koala helps the tightrope person to get over his fear of heights with a ukulele.
It sounds like a gripping tale. And so I set you the same challenge, Josiah. I said, if primary school kids can do it, surely you can too.
Yeah, but they got a day. You've only given me 45 minutes. To write a whole story and you've got people to send in words that have had to fit into this story. It's
yes,
very hard.
I know. Thank you to everyone who got involved.
Yeah, you know what you guys are all doing? You're picking on the intellectual, you know, inept guy over here and making me work for my dollars this morning. I tell you what, I deserve a pay rise after this
We've
story.
We've got faith in you, bud. All right, some of the words you were given. Trapeze artist and koala, which is what the kids were given as well. Kyabram Fauna Park, fake fingernails, David Hasselhoff, invisible giant cockroach. Limousine, and there was one more. Can't remember what it is.
Flamingo.
Yeah, flamingo came in late from Shaylee. All right, Josiah, take it away, my friend.
I've just finished proofreading it.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
There once was a boy named David. It was his dream to become a trapeze artist when he grows up. David did everything he could to become a famous trapeze artist. He trained hard, but guess what, Ellie?
What?
Education's important. He studied harder.
Oh, of course. Jeez. It's gotten hidden messages in it, this story.
One day his dream came crumbling down.
Oh, no.
When he fell, he landed on his fingers and they got crushed to the point he could no longer use them. So he had to give up on his dream of being a famous trapeze artist.
Oh, David.
David was a fighter, though, and so he could use his fingers again. He got fake fingernails attached to his fingers and started a new dream of becoming a koala handler. He ended up taking his passion for koalas. And how's this, Ellie? He got a job at Kyabram Fauna Park. He became such a good koala handler that he made lots of money. And guess what?
What?
He'd take a limousine to and from Kyabram Fauna Park every single day. What a legend. Whilst at work, David used the trees the koalas sleep on, listen to this, to do chin-ups every day.
Oh, he's ripped too.
He'd also use the flamingos at the park for bicep curls. David ended up becoming such a beast while working with the animals that he ended up becoming the strongest man in the world. That is how David Hasselhoff was discovered.
Josiah James Sharla. I am... I've worked with you for 18 months now. Never been prouder.
That was a roller coaster.
It was a. I was hanging off your every word.
I think my delivery was better than the story.
Your delivery was amazing. Everything about that.
You know what? Parents, teachers, if you want me to come to your primary school and deliver that story to your kids, I'm taking applications now. I'd love to come and do that.
Move aside, Roald Dahl. John Marsden who?
Roald Sharla.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I want to give a shout out this morning to someone from Shepparton by the name of Ron McDonald. It's his birthday. Well, it was his birthday over the weekend.
As in across the road here.
Well, that's what you'd think, right? Now, I'm sure someone listening now knows the Ron McDonald in Shepparton, whose photos of his birthday, his 70th birthday, are plastered all over the Shep News. He had it over the weekend.
Wait, are you talking about a real person? I'm confused. Yeah. Are you talking about the red statue that sits at McDonald's?
I'm talking about a real person, a Shepparton resident named Ron McDonald.
That's his full name.
I'm guessing his full name is Ronald McDonald.
What a great name.
Such a good name. Such a good name. I want to be him. I want to be friends with him. If you know him, call me now, 13, 12, 16. Because I want to know what life's like living as Ronald McDonald. Do you get free burgers?
Yeah, imagine rocking up and go, hey, Ron McDonald here.
Yeah.
No, but really. No, it's Ronald McDonald. Oh, what do you want?
Even better if he's a 70-year-old Ron McDonald and he has a farm.
McDonald. Yeah, home. That's good as well. Yeah, I see where you're going.
I mean, it could have gotten more of a laugh.
Or if he had a bushy red afro as well. Is that what he has, Ronald McDonald? A bushy red afro is in the McDonald's?
The Shep one or the Macca's one?
The McDonald's one. I haven't seen how does the Shep one look? I haven't seen the photos.
Oh, just like a normal guy.
Normal old man?
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
How old is he? 70?
Yeah.
His wife may be listening.
I know. She probably is. And congratulations to Ron. The party looked like a bit of fun. There's photos of it up on the Shep News.
Did they have it at McDonald's?
No, they didn't.
Come on.
They had it in the little birthday room at Macca's.
I would have dressed up as the Hamburglar and come and tackled him.
Yeah, same.
Happy birthday. Come here, you old mongrel.
Same. But Ron McDonald's not the only one who shares his name with a celebrity. It happens time and time again. And you know how the worst part is when you've got the name first and then someone gets famous and it's like, well, you named after them. No, they were born 5 years after me.
Yeah, apologies to all the Josiahs listening out there.
I mean, this topic's do you share your name with someone famous?
Shout out. Someone came up to me at Harvey Norman when I broadcast live from there on Saturday in Shepparton here and came and got a photo and told me that his best mate at school's name is Josiah right here in Shep.
Yeah, how old is he at school?
I don't know. He would have been about 10, 12.
Yeah, so where were you 10, 12 years ago? Not on the radio here. You weren't named after him.
Yeah. Do you know how many parents have come up to my parents and say, we've named our kid Josiah after your Josiah because it's such a weird and unique name. We love it.
Because my kid's so weird.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd give him a weird name.
We've seen how weird your Josiah is, so we thought we'd call ours Josiah as well. Now, shout out to Josiah if he's listening. Give us a call as well.
Yeah.
Same name as a celebrity.
I've found it's not... True. I found a Reddit thread about people who share names with celebrities, and it gets people into a lot of trouble and also gets them in a lot of privileges. One person's written, I went out on a date once with a guy named Ryan Reynolds, and all he could talk about was how different he was from the hot Ryan Reynolds.
There was no second date. Imagine booking dinner at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You'd use your name. They'd think the celebrity's coming, so they'd give you the best table in the house.
Yeah.
I went to school with a guy in my year. This is no joke. His name was Will Smith.
Yeah, it was.
Right? Will Smith, the actor, what does he look like?
He's tall, handsome.
Dark skin.
Yes.
Right? This Will Smith, white, red hair, and as obese as you can ever imagine. The complete opposite. Actually, he was one of the funniest guys. The only thing they shared in common was their humor. He was a very funny guy, Will Smith.
Okay, there you go. Well, 13, 12, 16, Golden Valley. Give us a call this morning. Do you share your name with someone famous or do you know of someone who shares your name with someone famous?
Is there any Ellie Cheneys out there? I mean,
There's one.
Is there? Are they famous?
No, she's a bit weird.
Have you got an uncle named Dick by any chance?
I don't.
Dick Cheney, he was famous?
He was famous. I have an uncle named Rick.
Oh, close. Rick Cheney.
Yeah.
Could you call him Dick?
Nah.
Is he a Richard?
He is.
There you go, Sean. He's Dick Cheney. You do. You've got an uncle called Dick Cheney. Uncle Dick. How are you, Dickie?
13, 12, 16, if you share your name with someone famous. Let's go to Cheryl from Cobram. Morning, Cheryl.
Morning.
Have you got a famous name or do you know of someone with a famous name?
Yes, I've got a famous name.
Ooh, okay, Cheryl. What's your last name? Not too many famous Cheryls, so I know where this is going, Cheryl.
What's your last name?
Cole.
Stop it. You're kidding me.
No.
Cheryl Cole. So how's that been for you, living with it?
I haven't had too many comments, but every now and then when I go to the supermarket, when I'm scanning my IGA cards, like I've sort of had a few people sort of stop and take a second look at the card and like check out the name.
Cheryl Cole, what's it like being one of the biggest recording artists in the world over the last 10 years?
Oh, it's great.
What was it
we
like?
We should get you on. Every time Cheryl Cole's in the news, we should get you on for an update.
Yeah. How was Liam Payne to date? Was he a bit of a nightmare?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, no, fair call. I can imagine those One Direction boys.
And sorry to hear what happened between you and Ashley Cole as well. That wasn't the greatest, was it?
Oh, no. Terrible.
This is a hard-hitting interview.
Cheryl Cole, Cheryl Cole actually to you as well, she's, I'm going to say, one of the most beautiful women in the whole world.
Yeah, she is.
So yeah. It'd be very nice to share that name.
Cheryl from Cobram, you mean? 100%.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. All right, Cheryl.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for your call.
That's okay.
Oh, goodness. Let's move on to Mel. Mel, have you got someone with a famous name in your life?
Well, my grandson's name is Josiah.
Bang!
Stop it.
Here we go. And how old's your grandson?
He's two.
And did you hear me on the radio and go, bang, that's what we're calling him?
Yeah, I'd never heard the name before, and now I know two of them.
Wow.
There you go.
Here's one for you. I've never met another Josiah in my life.
We should get all the Josiahs in the Goulburn Valley together for a Josiah party.
That would be amazing.
Mel, how does your son go with his name? Do people, you know, question it when he introduces? Oh, sorry, your grandson?
Oh, no. They call him Sire for short.
Oh.
Josiah's a big... big name for a little fella.
Yeah.
But, no, most people think it's a really good name.
Yeah, I do. I get a lot of compliments on my name. Sorry to disappoint you.
I wanted to say, I don't, because I want to, insult my friend Josiah, but I don't want to insult your grandson. And, so I love it. I love it. Yeah, I love it on a two-year-old. All righty. Well, thanks so much for your call this morning, Mel.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I want to talk about something called foreign accent syndrome, something that very much fascinates me. Now, there's an Aussie woman who's just come out and said she's been suffering with this for the last 5 years and it's made news overnight. Her name's Heather. She's 61. She's from Berwick down in the outskirts of Melbourne there. She suffered a stroke in 2013. When she woke up, she had an Italian accent. Let me just make this clear. She's Australian. She speaks with an Australian accent for 60 or 55 years. She's woken up after a stroke. Ba-ba-da-boopy. How you doing? You want some pizza? No.
How is this even possible?
They don't know. And scientists and doctors alike, they study the brain. It's some sort of breakdown. It's very rare, but it does happen. And there are TV shows about this and YouTube videos that go viral from time to time because it has happened. It's not the first time it's happened in Australia, actually. There was a lady from Melbourne as well who had a bus accident where she hit her head. So it's always people that end up having this, it's because of trauma to do with the head. So whether it's a stroke, a bang to the head, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
She was completely Australian as well. And apologies for the this Italian woman. She hasn't gone on camera, so we don't have audio of her yet.
Definitely.
I know. That's why I reenacted it myself.
Yeah.
But there is audio of the lady who hit her head after a bus accident and she woke up with a French accent. Have a listen to this.
I prefer nighttime because it's very peaceful. Not many people about. I don't try to hold it in anymore because for me it wasn't that healthy.
I'm sorry, but that's the worst French accent I've ever heard. She's putting that on.
No way. She has audio and she can't speak in her Australian accent like she could before. And the best part of this story is not to turn a sad story, you know, into a funny topic, but it's better than getting some sort of other long-term injury. If you're going to pick a long-term injury to have, if you're going to get hit by a bus, you'd pick this one. And for her, she's upset. I'm telling you right now, I reckon it's way sexier than her Aussie accent.
That's a great point, actually. Yeah, if I could choose one, I'd go French.
One of the most famous, though, accents of all time happened to a lady in England, and this went viral a few years ago, and this is one of my favourite foreign accent syndromes. I want you to play audio of her before she had a stroke. Have a listen to this.
Yeah, I'm not actually ringing about my policy, though. I'm ringing for a quote. Do you still want my policy number?
So oh, she's proper.
Right.
She's proper English.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She had a stroke one day. And then she woke up and she thought she worked at a Chinese restaurant.
I know it's me, but I feel like I want to say, oh, she make a good speak. She speak a good.
Stop.
But like that, not me no more.
That's not true.
I promise
you. That's not true. She's having a stitch
up. No, there are thousands of videos of this lady with the Chinese accent. She can't get rid of it. Play it one more time.
I know it's me, but I feel like I want to say, oh, she make a good speak. She speak a good.
She can't even.
But like that, not me.
She can't even speak English anymore.
No, because she's some sort of breakdown in her brain caused her to have foreign accent syndrome. No. It's a real thing, guys.
Well done. She's going to win an Oscar for that because that is a great performance.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, Josiah. You know how I'm a financial expert accountant?
You are, yeah.
Really good. I did economics at school.
Yeah. You rolled in all your tax into one account the other day. Oh, no. Your superannuation. You haven't done it yet?
No, I saw my parents on the weekend. They were mad that I haven't done it.
They should be too.
I know. But this morning I want to give you some financial advice because a list has been released of the biggest rip-offs that Aussies are experiencing.
Beautiful. Hit us, Ellie DePetta.
All right. Here we go. My 1 year. When I say I did economics, I did it for a year in year 11, hated it so much and dropped it. Okay, the things that are ripping us off the most. Let's start with health insurance. Now, I'm a real advocate for getting insurance of all different types because I've, you know, had payouts before. Like when I fell off a scooter in Greece, I got insurance payout because I had travel insurance. When my car got caught in a hailstorm, I got 10 grand for free.
What about pet insurance?
Yep, pet insurance, get it. But apparently with health insurance, a lot of us are paying for stuff that we don't need to, unnecessarily complicated policies, and some people are finding out that they're actually going to be dropping it altogether because it's just cheaper and the likelihood of needing it is very little.
Well, I'm 30 in January, so I was thinking of getting private health insurance because I don't have it yet.
I reckon it's worth it. I've got extras. So I've just got 4 extras, but I can change the extras at any time. So I've got dental, physio, which covers, I pay $280 a year, and that covers my dental checkups.
$280? That's cheap.
Yeah, I know. But I don't have hospital.
Right. I was looking at about $1,000+.
Yeah, that's about right.
Speaking of, I need to go to the dentist to get a filling on Monday. Not looking forward to that.
Cute. Number 2 in the things that we are spending too much money on, airport parking. It's hard when we live up here, though, because when you go to the airport, you kind of have to drive there, unless you get the train, but then it's inconvenient.
Well, do your research. Find out which one's cheaper.
Pacific Airport parking.
Yeah, that's where we both go. And they're not a sponsor.
Cheap. It's so good.
Hey, you know my trip I just went on for 3 weeks?
Yeah.
$100.
Really? Yeah. Mine was about the same. Well, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth airports collected $280 million in 1 year.
Wow.
Worth just of parking fees. Isn't that ridiculous? Credit card surcharges, paying cash, guys. It's cheaper.
Yeah, that's what they do in Albania. You don't see a card anywhere.
Really?
Not to mention no cafes and restaurants. They don't have Air Force machines either. It's cash only.
Yeah, right. Well, on the same token, one of the big money wasters we're finding is gift vouchers.
Can I throw one in here?
Yeah, all right.
I've got it. I said this to my roommate Morgan last night.
Hold on. Did you do a year of economics in year 11? So I just don't know if people can trust your judgment.
This is my advice. I actually think I heard this off David Kosh once.
Yeah.
When you go to a restaurant, never order the steak. Because it's one of the most marked up items ever. It's so much cheaper just to go home and make it yourself. Go and order stuff that you can't make at home or something like a chicken where it's not as marked up.
What if you really want a steak though?
Go make it at home.
What if you want a perfectly cooked steak with yummy sauces?
Well, then go spend it, but you're not being smart with your money. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, sorry.
Josiah Kosh now.
All right. Mobile data, we're spending $181 million on excess data charges. Isn't that ridiculous?
That makes you sick, doesn't it?
I know. Interest rates, don't spend money you don't have, guys. Schools, parents are forking out hundreds of dollars to get their child's name on a waiting list, and they're paying for that.
You have to pay to have your kid on a waiting list?
I didn't know that. Anywhere from $75 up to $500 just to put in an application at some of the most prestigious schools in the country.
I think if your kid gets accepted into some of the biggest private schools in the country as well, they have to put on a deposit. I know a friend of a friend who she had to pay for her kid $10,000 as a deposit.
Are you kidding me? Just go public, guys.
Yeah, that's a lot smarter.
Who cares about the prestigious schools? Just go to the Shep Super School. Oh, controversial.
Touchy.
The way to avoid all these costs, guys, shop around, be smart, pay in cash. Your economics advisor has spoken. Call me anytime.
Well, thanks for all your tips. It doesn't change the fact that we get paid like crap.
Yeah.
So you can give us all the tips in the world, but it doesn't put more money in my bank account, does it?
That's a really great point. All right. Well, this is all a waste of time then.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, something's come across my feed, which I'm very excited about. It's called the Goulburn Valley Pet Adoption and Rehoming. It's a local initiative. It's a brilliant cause. It's a brilliant idea. We need more things like this around town. And I want to introduce to you guys the founder of Goulburn Valley Pet Adoption Rehome. Tilly to the studio, welcome.
Hi, Josiah and Ellie. Thank you very much for having us.
No worries. You brought the whole team with you. We've got Cherie and Diane in here as well. Morning, guys.
Hi.
Now, tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Okay, so basically we're a local animal rescue, so we just want to work with the community in the Goulburn Valley just around pet ownership in general. So if they're having trouble with a pet, or if they've found, you know, a stray cat that's had a litter of kittens in their backyard or at their workplace, something like that, we just want to try to educate the community about de-sexing, microchipping, and the importance of registration with your local council. So basically, we're coming into kitten season in the next few months. So I guess our main point we want to try to bring across is if you have de-sexed cats at home, if you know you have a male or a female or even stray cats in your area, report it. You can get in contact with us and let us know what's going on, and we can try to come up with a solution so that we can reduce the number of cats and kittens that are going to end up at the pound this year.
And so what's the best way of getting in touch? Facebook, contact number, website?
So we have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and a website where all of on all of those you can find our email address. So yeah, you can message us on any of those platforms and we'll get back to you.
Cool. I'd mentioned off air to you guys, it's kind of works like human adoption or human fostering, where you guys bring them in, you house them temporarily until they get permanently adopted out to families.
Yeah, so basically we don't have a physical shelter address, so all of our animals are homed in loving foster homes. So basically, yeah, if an animal comes into our care, it will stay in our care until it's either suitable enough to get adopted. So we sometimes get shy cats in that just need a bit of extra TLC to get them confident. Mm. Or we get kittens in that basically we keep in care until they're old enough to get de-sexed, microchipped, vaccinated, and then they can be adopted out. So yeah, basically kind of similar to human fostering and adoption, just with, yeah, different animals.
Probably a similar amount of like not nappy changes, but cleaning up of,
yes,
you know.
There's definitely a lot of, especially with the cats and stuff, there's a lot of litter changes and food and scrubbing and cleaning, and because it is so important, like with having different litters and different animals from different backgrounds, we have to be so sterile and so clean, and like, yeah, we're really lucky that our vets that we're working with, GB Vets, have given us a whole heap of information about how we can just have the best practice around keeping.
Well, you wouldn't exist, right?
Yeah.
Is it because of irresponsible owners? What is it?
Yeah, I would say it is irresponsible owners. And look, some people just don't know better. Like, they really do believe that letting their pets breed and breed and breed is just the natural way of life. But we sort of say, like, animals don't really have a choice. They can't tell us what they want or what they don't want. And just because there is such a massive pet overpopulation problem, especially with cats and kittens coming into kitten season, like, we're just going to be bombarded, and the pound will be as well. Sorry, the Shepherd and Animal Shelter will be as well. So yeah, we just really want to educate people that unless you're intending to breed and breed responsibly with your animals, please get them de-sexed, because accidental litters are just a massive problem. And people have, you know, do have good intentions and think, oh, my dog, they're such a beautiful mum, and that's why we wanted to breed her, and she's, or we think she would just be a great mum, those sorts of things. But then you're actually stuck a lot of the time with rehoming 8, 9, 10 puppies. Mm. And that actually can be a massive responsibility to take on, especially then.
Do you have like foster carers on the books? You know, if someone doesn't have a pet but wants to look after one for a bit.
Yeah. So it's actually a great thing. Like, if you're not actually ready to have your own pet, or you, like Josiah was saying before, can't commit to having a pet for 15 years at a time just because of, you know, lifestyle and everything like that, foster caring is actually a great way if you are an animal lover to sort of step up and get involved and be like, okay, I can look after them for 3 months at a time or whatever it is. And if people want to do short-term caring, that's definitely something we'd be interested in, yeah, getting in contact with some people who would love to do that.
It's such a good idea. Make sure you like their page on Facebook, Goulburn Valley Pet Adoption and Rehoming. You even, when there's animals up for adoption as well, you post them as well.
Yep.
With all the details, you can get on there and have a look as well.
Yeah.
All right. Till here and the team, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.